Local Splash, we're located here in California. We've been working directly with Google for almost 19 years.
Yep, Local Splash in California?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we're in California. Mm-hmm. We service the entire U.S.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't not expect that. Okay.
Yeah.
Guys,
yeah.
Thank you for holding. Sorry. Is this Matt and Evan?
Yes.
It is.
Hey, how's it going? My name is Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we're doing pretty good. I'd say we're busy. We got a few jobs we got to knock out today. So.
Okay, nice. Yeah, busy better than not busy for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty busy over here too, so can't complain too much. So let me just confirm a couple things here. So for service areas, put you in for residential and some commercial in about a 30-mile radius. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because we can narrow it down to counties, cities, even zip codes if you wanted. So got you covered there. Now, I know Lulu's pretty good at explaining everything, but before we dive into pricing and all that, did you have any questions so far about the program or how it works in general, anything at all?
We'll pay you, so our business can be on the first page of Google and all web services, kind of. Is that right?
Basically, yes, exactly. So when they search for any service you guys provide, lawn care, landscaping, whatever the case may be, if they're searching within that 30-mile radius, you're going to pop up, exactly. But not just on Google. I mean, of course, 90% of the calls will come from the Google listing, because statistically we found that's where 9 out of 10 people search for, like, the company or a tradesman they're going to work with or pretty much anything these days. So that's how we focus there. I mean, that's where the money is, right? But we'd also put you on a bunch of different directories. So Yahoo, Bing, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa, even for like the voice activated searches. So, I mean, if anyone is searching in that radius on Androids, iPhones, even asking their Alexa, you guys are popping up as one of those top recommended options. And those calls go straight to you.
Okay.
There's no middleman touching any of those leads. So unlike Angie's or, some of those third party services where it gets sent to your competition, it's kind of a race to get to the client. This is completely unlike that. When they click, go straight to you. So there's some exclusivity to it. Now, you'll also have, sponsored Facebook ads, and these work very effectively alongside the Google listing. I'll give you guys an example. So say a potential client is searching, they find you on the first page of Google or, any one of these directories you put you on, but they don't call you in that moment. Later on, they're in their Facebook looking through pictures or whatnot. Your targeted ad is going to pop up in their Facebook feed with a direct click to call that goes straight to you. And as you can imagine, those convert really well. Later on, they see the ad. They're like, I was going to call them earlier. They click on the ad, boom, call goes straight to you. So, you may even had an experience like that yourself, right? You're searching for something or even just talking about it. You start to see the ads pop up later on, right?
Yeah.
I think we've all had that experience these days. Age of technology. But, that's exactly how it would work for you, too, except with your business and your services. A really great marketing tool. They call that retargeting. Now, you'll also have a customized tracking and reporting system so we can, track your success, see what areas you're being searched in the most, what keywords you're being found for the most. We even monitor, track, and help you get more reviews, which is always good, right? Always take a good review. And then you'll even have an account management team who's there Monday through Friday. You want to run new promotions, change content, keywords, you name it. Now, just to give you an idea, how it would work for you guys. So let's just say for landscaping in your immediate area there, I'm going to do a search. It'll let me know how many, searches were done for landscaping in the last 30 days just for, let's just say, Notaway, right? So for your immediate area, there's been about almost 1,200 searches. So let's just say on the low end, we got you 1% of those searches, right? Now, this is for sake of argument. It'll be more than this, but this is still a pretty high number. That's 12 calls. Now, that's one area we've targeted. We have 12 areas we can, target, and then 15 keywords we can use. So now we multiply that exponentially. So, you see where I'm going with that. There's a book of business there in the backyard. We're just helping you utilize it by optimizing your placement, not just on Google, but, on all media. We put you everywhere. So essentially it pays for itself, I guess the point being. Now, as for the pricing, since you guys are new, you guys are just in business 18 months, right?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
great. Yeah, congrats on that, by the way. No small feat nowadays, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, with that, actually, it does help with the pricing quite a bit. It does bring it down about 50%. So you're looking at just $2.99 a month. There's no contracts. That covers all your ad spends. Everything is included in that. So, I mean, it's the same every month, no matter how many leads you get, how much success you have. Now, after hearing that, I mean, is that something that would fit in the budget for you guys?
So let me just get this straight real quick. It's going
right,
to cost
sure,
us
yeah.
$2.99. It's going to cost us $2.99 a month to get on the front page of Google.
Right. So that gets you on the first page of Google. Also, we do build websites, you know, if needed. You have all your sponsored Facebook ads, 67 different directories, you know, your voice activated searches. There's a tracking system, you know, so you can track all your success, see where your calls are coming from. You have a tech team who's there Monday through Friday. The whole shebang.
The whole package. So $2.99 or $200.99?
Man, I wish it was $2.99. I'd be doing it too. Yeah, no, it's $2.99.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. That makes a little more sense.
Yeah, Chuck, I wish it was $2.99. That would be awesome. I think more people would be doing it too, for sure.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
100%.
So you guys are in California. Can I ask how you guys found out about us? This is pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. So, when we have a listing open up, right, we have a call center of about 40 associates. They call through the area until they fill the listing. Now, what they do is our inventory department forwards us a short list of companies that would be a good candidate for first page placement. So basically, you know, good online presence, good reviews, just a good start, right? So you guys do have that. You know, congrats on that, by the way, for making the short list, I guess. But
cool.
Basically, we just call through the area until we fill the listing. So basically I hang up with you, you know, unless we sign you guys up. So if we did sign you up, we will actually will close out that area and then we won't call through the area anymore. And we won't work with your competition who does the same thing. So landscaping, lawn care, just to make sure you get the most amount of traction, most amount of calls. Cause I mean, it doesn't really make much sense to work with your competition at the same time too, you know?
Right. Yeah. So I have a question. So there's a couple of lawn and landscaping businesses around here. Could I ask if they're on that list?
Well, actually, we don't work with anyone within. Yeah, we don't work with anyone in that area who does lawn and landscaping right now. So as for your question about those guys, no, because we don't work with anyone. Yeah, that's why we're calling through the area.
You do have other people on the list now, though, other than us?
There are other people to call. Yeah. Exactly. I'm not the one that calls. That's actually our call center. I just get forwarded the
right
the people that obviously you spoke with Lulu. I mean, you know how that works. Yeah, exactly. So the next one, so on and so forth, you know, until they fill the listing.
Do you have like Orm Outdoor on your list? Are they on there or like Legendary Care? Are they on there?
I don't have. So I'm not the one actually that calling through. I just get forwarded the ones like when they call, if they answer, they go through the qualifying process, they get sent over to me. So I actually wouldn't be able to check if are there some companies you know?
Yes, I know some competitors around here that I'd be interested to know if you were going to talk to them too.
There's most likely if they're in your immediate area and they have a good online presence, then yes. I mean, I could tell you that for sure. Cause that's the main, like criteria would just be that they have a good online presence, maybe good reviews. You know, the only ones we won't call would be companies that have bad reviews or, you know, like that wouldn't be a good candidate for first page placement. Because, of course, it's a reflection on Google and our company, too, if we put a company up there that has bad reviews or, you know, anything bad.
Yeah.
I'm guessing these are pretty reputable companies, right? The ones you're talking about?
Yeah, for the most part, yeah, I think so.
Okay, well then, there's a good likelihood.
I just gotta say, this is pretty crazy because, I mean, I've been mowing yards for years and then we just kind of combined our businesses just this past year or so and we just got an Angie lead, we're getting bigger, and now we got a freaking call from Google. This is insane.
Well, not directly Google, right? We're local Splash.
Right.
Now, we're an affiliate of Google because you know how Google works. I mean, they're just going to call multi-million, multi-billion dollar companies for, you know, direct contact. But for small to medium sized businesses like yourself, they have what they call partner, like a, well, there's different tiers. We're a premier channel partner who would call businesses like yourself to offer their services.
Okay.
But I guess indirectly, you are getting a call from Google. This is pretty cool, yeah, for sure.
This is still pretty crazy because we're not even, I wouldn't say we're that big yet, but.
No, maybe, no, but that's kind of the point, though, too. You know, we want to help small businesses grow.
Yeah. No, I got to say, at the moment, I don't think my partner and I are interested in this, offer at the moment. But I know you said if we don't say yes, you're going to talk to other people, and that's all right. We respect that. But at the moment, I would say it's probably a no.
Okay. I mean, any particular reason with the pricing or?
Mainly the pricing. Yeah.
Well, if that's the case, I mean, we do have one other option. You could just do your local SEO. That would bring the pricing down.
What is your local SEO?
So local SEO would just be $199. Does that sound more doable?
Right. No. But what is SEO? What is that?
Oh, so it's called search engine optimization. That's basically, we're optimizing your placement, you know, not just on Google, but these directories. So local SEO would be, because with the one I was going over, right, you get the Facebook ads, which you can get up to 50 miles and you get more range. With this, it's just your local SEO. So it'd be just the, you know, the 30 miles without the Facebook ads. That's the only real difference. And you just have, you know, instead of getting the 50 for max, you wouldn't, you know, because the Facebook ads, they can actually go up to 50 miles. And with the Google ads, it's up to 100 miles. That would be the next step up. But with this, you'd still get the range you want. It just wouldn't have the Facebook ads.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, I think my partner and I, we probably want to wait a year, maybe two, until we get that much bigger. No, I'm sorry, but I think it's gonna have to be a no on this one.
Oh, okay. I mean, this is gonna pay for itself essentially, right? I mean, get one or two jobs, that's gonna cover that $199.
That's true.
Yeah. The problem is around here we're so diverse, you know, and there's not many people that have like the money who can afford us, you know, just
right.
Little things
like. We're getting bigger, we're getting more business, but we can't make our prices so steep around here people aren't gonna pay.
There's no guarantee.
There's no guarantee. Like you said, we can make that back. We might be able to, but there's no guarantee. Like right now we're basically in a drought. Like we haven't mowed a couple decent yards in a week maybe. So,
which brings business.
Right.
Yeah.
Bring business down. And like landscaping makes a lot of money, but it makes a lot of money once or maybe twice. But like I understand this is going to, it might pay for itself, but I mean, both of us.
I mean,
under,
especially.
We're not 18 yet.
No, understood. I mean, that wouldn't stop us from signing you up. All I would say is, like I said before, see it as an investment. Cause like I said, within just your immediate area, there's almost 1,200 searches being done. So there's people out there who want these services done. And we can expand your area to not just this immediate area where you're having trouble. I mean, we can get you even 50 miles out in some new areas. And then, I mean, this is at $249, like, for sure we're going to get you one, two jobs. That'll pay for the $249, no problem.
We don't want to go 50 miles away. That's a lot of money spent on gas. That's a lot of back and forth for just mowing or landscaping. We don't want to commute that long. I mean, right now we're running in like three towns that are 20 minutes apart from each other.
Right. Okay, so even at 30 miles, Red Oak, Cumberland, let's just see. So for, Red Oak, I mean, still, you're looking at almost 1,000 searches. So, I mean, even in a 30-mile radius, you're still going to get jobs. Like, it's just more just putting yourself out there.
Are those searches just in the last month? You said?
Right, for 30 days, exactly.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right, so I mean, even Red Oak, Cumberland, Prescott, Henderson.
This is what I'm thinking. We're not big enough yet. We're not a big enough business to handle that, I don't think. We're in the process of scaling up. Like, we're getting new equipment, we're getting bigger equipment, we're not ready for this, I don't think. Like, that's, to us, that's our bitter truth. We're not ready to be that big. We're both still in high school. We both got lots of sports and all kinds of things on our plate. So we want to do this after high school. Absolutely. We want to get way bigger. We want to make lots of money. But we're not ready for this.
Right. Now, I mean, it's not like we just have the magic Google switch and we flip it and you're on the first page the next day and like 100 clients flying at you. It's really not like that.
Right.
I mean,
it's not going to be like that. No, we understand. We understand. It's not going to be everyone wants us at once.
It's a gradual incline. I mean, it does take about 30 to 45 days to build all your profiles, get you up there. And I mean, we can throttle everything too with that tracking system. We can make sure that it's the volume and the size of jobs that you want and the areas that you want. I mean, in my opinion, it sounds like this would be good for someone who's new.
Is there a money back guarantee or anything?
No, but we don't do contracts. You can cancel at any time, man. But I mean, I've been here 2 years and I haven't had anyone cancel because of results. I mean, that's saying a lot.
Not a single one?
Not one. The only thing we ever do is I'll put them on hiatus for like winter when it gets slow. We just pause it for them, but never canceled.
Yeah, but I still think we're really sorry for wasting your time, but we just got on Angie Lee. We're probably about to get, we don't even know. Okay. We've got no idea. We both have,
you've never worked with
both of
Angie
our families.
More?
Both of our families farm are like more than 1,000 acres. We have a lot on our plates besides this. We're really sorry for wasting your time, but we're not ready for this. I'm sorry. We're not ready.
Right. No, I understand. But I mean, to kind of, you signed up with Angie though, right?
Yeah, we signed up with Angie Lee.
So you are looking to get more jobs.
Yeah, but that's different than Google. I mean, no, I say Google, I don't mean just Google. Like you said, it's on different platforms. We're not big enough to handle all this. Everything's just coming at us right now.
I understand. No, I got you. The reason I bring that up is because if you sign up with Angie's, I mean, you assume you're going to get more jobs, right?
Maybe. We're not sure.
Yeah, see, that's going to be my point. With Angie's, I mean, I've spoken with hundreds of people that have used them, right? So when someone does a search on there, that lead actually gets sent to all your competition in the area. And if you don't get to them right away, you still lose that, you know, $15, $35, $45, whether you get the job or not. So that's, oh, they didn't explain that to you? Yeah. So that's why a lot of people end up switching over from them.
Wait, you said a lot of people end up what?
Switching from them to, right. No, I'm talking like 97% of the people I've spoken with have told me that same story. And you know the real funny part about that?
That a lot because I haven't downloaded their app yet and I was looking at all their reviews and pretty much so many of their reviews just basically said they cost them money and didn't make much.
Yeah, no, I've had people cost them $300, $400, $500, thousands of dollars a month sometimes, and they didn't see any jobs. So when did you sign up with them? Was it in the last 3 business days, or was this a long time ago?
Yeah, it was like this, I mean, we just finalized it yesterday, pretty much.
Okay, I would say definitely, I mean, this is my opinion, you don't have to take it, you know, take it at face value, cancel that. Because you have 3 business days to cancel. They have to, legally they have to, if it's within 3 business days. After that, you know, they just, they will not let you out of that contract and they will just keep charging you for leads, whether you get the job or not. So, a lot of times you're not.
Hold on a minute. No matter what, if we don't get the job or not, they're just going to keep charging you? How long can it be?
Literally, if you look at the lead, even if you just look at the lead, they're charging you. And they have access to your card. So every time a lead comes in, they're charging you. If you don't look at it, okay.
So even if we don't take the lead, even if we don't take the lead, but we just look at it, they're going to get charged money?
Every time. Yeah. That's why it starts to add up.
Wow.
It starts to add up a lot.
That's going
to
be a lot of money.
I mean, excuse my language, it's a shitload of money. I've had people who have owed them thousands of dollars. Thousands. And, I mean, they had to sue them and call their bank to cancel their card and to, like, open a new card just for them to just stop charging them.
Yeah, no, you want to leave Angie right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're both agreeing we're leaving Angie then.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, just to be safe because,
Big,
I mean.
We're going
to
get away from that.
Yeah, because, I mean, yeah, good thing you did it within the last 3 days because, yeah, you can still cancel and they have to let you cancel if it's within 3 business days. After that, you're locked into whatever it is they did and then, you know, you have to just wait it out. And they charge you, I think, 30% for, like, the total amount to cancel. So, yeah, definitely do it ahead of time for sure. So my point being, I would say this is much better because it's month to month. You can cancel at any time. And, I mean, for sure you're going to get jobs. I mean, who doesn't search on Google?
Right. Agreed. 100% agreed.
Right. So, and if you're not happy, whatever, cancel. Fine, you know. But, I, like I said, 2 years and I haven't had anyone do that yet.
Okay. How does payment method work?
So, basically, I set up your Google business profile, you know, how you'd like it to appear online, hours of operation, everything like that. Then payment would be
Okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like when you search for something, then you see it pop up and you see the name, address, phone number.
It has that's
exactly.
What
they call that a Google business profile, right? So
dude,
that
then we
you have
need
to get verified. Yeah, you have to get verified through Google to do that, and it's quite the process. But you know, since we actually know how to do it, it makes it much quicker and much simpler for you. You can just focus on the work and the jobs.
Gotcha.
And payment, it's just. Oh, go ahead.
One of our biggest competitors, they have that, what you're talking about. Like, I look them up on Google because I was going to work for them at one point. And, like, it has all their hours and when they're open and, like, they have a website on there, like, all linked, like, right there.
Yeah, you
That's
know.
What this is.
Exactly. That's exactly what this is. Yep.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. I understand this a little bit more, though.
Yeah. Hmm. And people, I mean, it, whatever it is nowadays, they take it as a recommendation from Google or maybe it's just convenience. But when they see that, they're verified on Google. People just tend to call those companies first.
Gotcha.
So that's why these services like this exist, because they don't offer this directly from Google, only like Google Ads or, you know, Google Guaranteed. But this specific service, they have partners like us who offer that.
Okay.
So
I'm thinking we should
like it. And like I said, I mean, it's a reasonable price. You get more bang for your buck, and you're not just going to get charged every time somebody calls you, which is, in my opinion, it's just crazy.
That's pretty absurd.
It's ridiculous, yeah. And that's why a lot of people, there's a class action lawsuit against them right now for similar things. Sure. Yeah, because I've heard of, man, like every time they send you a lead, so starting to see it add up monthly. Yeah, they only charge you $288 for the year or whatever it is, but then each month you're looking at hundreds of or more because of the leads.
Yeah, I've seen their commercials and stuff on TV.
Right. Like, yeah, I mean, they're a big company. Yeah, they're
right.
Huge. The thing is, that's how they get out of most of their trouble. They just, you know, money gets them out of it. So.
Right, because they're big and they're big enough they can just cover.
Like, you know how most companies, big, huge conglomerates like that are, that they just pay their way out.
Right, exactly. 100%.
Which,
I understand.
I mean, whatever. Yeah, I mean, to me it sounds much better, especially for a new business. Because, I mean, you can budget this. You know how much it's going to cost every month, and you know what you're getting.
There's no, like, hidden things, like, oh, this happens.
No hidden fees or taxes. There's no cancellation fee when you cancel. Just let us know 3 business days ahead of time, and they will cancel. There's no nothing like that.
So, and then once you cancel, like 3 days ahead, when they cancel it, it's not gonna be on Google anymore. Like it's not gonna show up right
so,
there.
You'll still have your Google business profile. You just won't be on the first page because we're not going to be working night and day to keep you up there. But you still have your Google business profile.
Right.
You still have the, you know, everything, your website, all that. Yeah. But of course, we're not going to keep working on keeping you on the first page. I mean, that's clear.
Yeah,
but yeah, you still have your Google business profile. Right. No, of course.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
And we can link that with, like, if it is on Google, like, right there, you know, all your information. Like, we can have that
on
our Facebook there.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, do you guys already have a Facebook business page?
We do, and we have a
business email.
Could we link this to our business email?
For sure, of course. Yeah, definitely. Uh-huh, yeah. We'll put your website, your email, your phone number, everything. So when they see that, all your information is right there.
Very cool.
And then being on the first page, of course,
start.
That doesn't hurt.
Yeah. So we should start working on canceling Andy then.
For sure. No, definitely. Definitely get on that. Yeah. The only thing with this, like I said, is the availability. So, I mean, if it's all the same to you guys, if you guys do want to get it started, we can get that done. It only takes about 10, 12 minutes, and then you guys can call them after. Up to you, though.
Okay.
Okay. So you want to do that now? You want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We have time. Yeah.
This.
It's a pretty quick process. I've perfected it. I can get it done pretty quick. So first thing, for your guys' business address, now if it's just your house, that's okay. We're not going to list it online unless you want to. What's a good address? Because what they do is they're going to send a postcard from Google to verify you. You send the postcard back, it verifies the address, but you don't have to list it online, like I said. What's a good address for that?
Okay. It's 1148.
Mm-hmm.
210th Street.
Okay.
And then Nottoway, Iowa.
Okay, pops up as 50857?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Now, whose name should I be? Well, I mean, I can still put the other one as a preferred contact, but who do you want the primary to be, Matt or Evan?
Who you want?
Primary what?
Primary contact.
For this?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. 712.
Uh-huh.
370.
Okay.
1085.
Okay, got it. And I'm putting Matt or Evan on there. Is this Matt?
Evan. It's Evan.
Evan. Okay. And then Evan, what's your last name?
Timmerman. T-I-M-M-E-R-M-A-N.
Timmerman, okay. And then what's because once I set everything up, you're going to get everything in writing through text and email, like an invoice, everything included, your pricing. What is a good email for you?
Is this for the company email or just my personal?
It'll be also for the company. We can put your company email if you want, if you have access to it.
Okay, we'll just put our company email. So it's all lowercase and just MT and then lawnandland@gmail.com.
lawnandland@gmail. So just to confirm, MT lawn and land, like A-N-D spelling out and or just the letter N?
Yes. Yep.
Right.
A-N-D.
Okay. The letter M and the letter T, lawn and land, all lowercase @gmail.com.
@gmail. Okay, got it. lawnandland@gmail. All right, and then let's see. So Evan Timmerman. Okay, got it. And then let's see here. For your Google business profile, now this is the important part. So how you'd like it to appear online, you know, to your clients. Now, for hours of operation, you guys doing like a 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, or you want to do like an 8 to 6, or how would you like that to appear?
We do 9.
Let's do 9 to 5.
Yep.
Okay, 9 to 5.
Okay,
and we can change it, too, at any time in case that does change, you know, so no worries there. Now, for clients to contact you guys, is phone, text, and email going to be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, more opportunity that way, I figure, so better that way. Now, what about for areas you want to show up in? Now, you can have up to 12, but I see here on your home advisor, there's quite a bit. I mean, there's like 30 different ones. Is there 12, like, top ones that you guys would like to list?
If you go to your email, the one from
Andrew,
shows all the area that you cover.
Right.
I'm going to go to my phone. Right.
Okay. Now, while he's doing that, I'm including, of course, now, do you guys have you want to include the website as well, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't have a website, we're in the process. Once we get bigger, we'll start that, but yeah.
Okay, yeah, because we usually include that, too, if you guys don't have one. That's not a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, no problem there. Okay, now, also, you guys do have a business Facebook page, right? So let me just look for that real quick. And it's under M&T Lawn and Landscaping, right? The same name?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Let's see here. There it is. Okay, got it. All right.
Hi, I'm back.
Okay, you got it. Okay, go ahead whenever you're ready.
Is this for the towns?
Yeah, for the towns, exactly. And then next we'll do the keywords.
So could we just give you like, I'm going to give you Red Oak, Clarinda, Corny.
Okay, so hold on. Red Oak. Okay, go ahead. Red Oak.
Corinda,
okay.
And then Corning.
Corning, got it.
Nottoway,
okay.
And Villisca.
And Villisca, okay.
It's not.
We don't know anything about.
I, who cares? I mean.
Creston.
Yeah.
Creston, okay. Creston.
Do you want the area code too?
If you want, we can go by the city name or the zip codes, one or the other.
Oh.
Whatever's better for you.
You can see all that.
Okay. You want
EUG. So do you still want the towns then or just?
No, you can just give me the zip codes. That's even better because then it's more specific
okay.
and you're going to get jobs in that exact area. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll do the zip codes then.
Okay. So go ahead.
Okay, first one, 51566.
Okay, got it.
Second one, 50864.
Okay.
Third one is 51632.
Okay.
Fourth one is 51638.
638, got it.
Fifth one is 50857.
50857, okay.
And then 50841.
50841.
And then 50859.
50859, got it.
51532.
51532, okay. 50801. Okay, and that's all of them? That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. You got four more if you have them.
No, let me go past you.
Okay.
Over there.
Oh, do you want to go
over
there?
Do
you
want to not do this one already?
No. Okay.
51535.
51535. Okay, yep.
Can you do this one?
Yeah. No, not that one. You probably could do that one.
50851.
50851, got it. So two more if you got them.
Do you
okay.
have 50859?
Sure, 50859. Yes, I do.
Okay.
I think that's all of them.
Do you have 50848?
50848. Okay, so that you have one more, but I mean we're there, so that's good if you guys are good.
Okay.
Okay, perfect.
You have 516. Mm-hmm. You have 51646 or?
Let's see. 51646. Nope. Okay, so 51646, and then that's 15. Or sorry, 12.
Yep. 12. Yep.
Okay. So that's perfect. All right, so we got it. Now I'm gonna set up everything today, and then the technician who's gonna build all your profiles and everything, can you speak with him later today, or is tomorrow morning better?
Let's see. Probably later today would work.
Is okay? All right, perfect. So, yeah, exactly. So let's see. So that's Wednesday. See what we have open here. Let's see. So you guys are okay. Let's see here. We've got pretty much any time. So let's see. 2, 3, 4. What's a good time for you guys later in the afternoon?
Five.
Right now we're at 11:35.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So is this how
3 hour difference?
Is this California time or is this California?
That's
time?
Our time. Is your time. So I'm adding 3 hours. So from 11, so 12, 1, 2 o'clock, 2:35 there, right? So you could do it at
one thirty five.
Okay. So you could do it at like 4 or 5.
5
is better.
Can I ask what your name is again?
Yeah, it's Sahak. S-A-H-A-K.
Oh, yeah.
The reason I introduced myself as Hawk is because that's my nickname and it's much easier to pronounce.
Well, Hawk, appreciate you being helpful and nice about this. You're doing a great job.
Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate that. I always like to hear that.
Yeah. No problem.
For sure. No, thank you so much. Okay, so I think we're good on that. And then let me just – I'll send you the interview time through email here at the end here. So I just want to make sure I got everything correct with your Google Business profile because, of course, that is important. All right. So that's good. And the phone number is the 712-370, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. And then – for keywords, now this is important too. So landscaping, of course I'm going to put the obvious ones, landscaping, lawn care. You can have up to 15 of these. So are there any others that you guys provide that you want to be found for? Maybe like lawn, I'll put lawn maintenance too, just to the more the better to be more specific, but are there any others?
Can you do mulch?
Yeah, of course. Okay, mulching.
Okay. Landscaping, lawn mowing, lawn maintenance.
Lawn mowing.
Trimming. Hedge trimming.
Hedge trimming, brush okay.
Removal. Brush removal.
Tree removal.
Like small tree removal kind of thing.
Okay, so I'll make sure to be specific. Small tree removal, yeah. And then small tree trimming too?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, small tree trimming, got it. Okay. So let's see, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10. You have 5 more.
Okay.
Which ones do you have so far so we don't get the same ones?
Right. Okay. Let's see. We got landscaping, lawn care, lawn maintenance, mulching, lawn mowing, trimming. I put trimming and hedge trimming just in case, you know, some people might just put trimming. And then brush removal, small tree removal, small tree trimming. Now, what I usually do also, I can have the tech recommend ones that have high search volumes that fall under landscaping or things like that if you want.
That'd be great.
I usually do that. No, of course not. No, not at all. The only thing that usually costs more is the website, but with the credit, and since you guys are new and you went through that with Angie's, I already pinged my manager and I got the go ahead, so I'm adding the website in there for free, so you're good.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no problem. No, all good. So I think that covers that. And now, as for the billing, is the billing address the same, the 1148-210th?
Yes.
Okay. And is that like a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's a MasterCard.
Okay. Go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
One second.
Yeah. Okay. So while we're waiting here, I'm also going to set up a security question for you guys. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Okay. Do you want Evan's or mine?
It's up to you guys. I mean, because you'll know. Yeah, exactly. So what would it be then?
Could you repeat that for him? He just got back.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I'm also setting up a security question for you guys, so call us a more secure, you know it's us when we're calling. There's three options. There's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the name?
Liz, or Elizabeth.
Eliz, with a Z? E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H?
Yes, I should do it.
Okay. Elizabeth. Okay. And then, let's see. So we'll make sure to use that at the top of the call, right? So you know it's us when we're calling. Calls are more secure. Now, as for the payment method, you said it was a MasterCard, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then go ahead with the card number whenever you're ready.
Yep. 5449.
Okay.
3052.
Okay.
0038.
Okay.
7323.
7323. Got it. And the expiration?
0725.
725. Got it. And then the number on the back?
494.
494. Okay. So just to confirm the number, got it. Ending in 7323, and then, let's see, got your security question? Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to set up the account. Just takes a quick second, and then you're going to get your – now, of course, you're going to see it to come through your online banking, but you're also going to get the invoice I was talking about. It's going to come through text on this number and then also through email. So that way you'll have it for your records. Then after that, we just have one other quick step, and you're good to go. So as I promised, yes, it's not too long, right? Pretty quick. Okay. There we go. Loading now.
So when it does, when it is on Google, then you have, there's two numbers we can put on there? Did you already get this?
So you can only have one number, but I can put the other one as a preferred contact, and then if you wanted to, maybe we can put his email or, you know, vice versa. But unfortunately on the listing, you can only have one number.
Like when you look it up on Google, you can only have one main number.
Yeah, like how you would see it online, you know, when you search on Google, there's only one number listed there, right, in blue. And when you click the call, yeah, so you can only have one, unfortunately. But we can list, you know, if you want to use your email and his phone number or vice versa, just so that way you both, you know, are getting contact with the clients, that's fine too. But unfortunately, yeah, just one number though. Yeah, so you should see that come through now in your online banking. And then you're also going to get, let me just sending you a text now with the invoice. The text is usually the easiest way to access it. That's why you'll get an email too, but you should see that text come through now. Evan, do you see that?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So it's going to say below here is your, it should say invoice or terms and conditions. I forget how they phrase it, but there'll be a blue link right below it. You click there. That should take you into the invoice. Let me know if that works.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay, perfect. So, of course, take a quick look, and let me know if you have any questions. Very straightforward, but just in case. Once you get to the bottom, though, there's going to be a spot where it has a box, and you click there, it says, I'm the authorized user. And then below that, there's an empty space to type your name. Once you click the box and type your name there and hit confirm signature, that should take you to our website and ask for your username and login. That you're going to receive within 7 days since the technician's meeting with you guys today. Let me know once you get to that point.
Yep, I'm there.
Okay, and it says, and you already hit confirm?
Yes.
Okay.
I think it is.
But you were in the because I'm not seeing it come through on my end. You were already on the invoice, though? You saw, like, the invoice?
I clicked on the link, and it says there's a 404 or something, and it says, oops, we did not find the page you're looking for.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was having that problem earlier today. Okay, no worries. I'm going to have the technician do that part for you because, yeah, we were having some technical difficulties. Yeah, no worries. He can take care of that. Now, as for the last step, it's called a voice verification. It's to go along with that invoice to, of course, you know, ensure the accuracy of the order, you know, and outline the service agreement, make sure everything's clear. So if you have any questions you need me to clarify during, just let me know. It's very straightforward, but if you do, don't hesitate to stop me. So I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
M&T Lawn and Landscaping.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Evan Timmerman, co-owner, operator.
Okay, and are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, now you're also authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign, especially the verification process. Now, what I'm going to do here is I'm going to send you an email that has the process, like basically how it works and everything like that. So you should see that come through now. Basically, what they need is just pictures of like your equipment, maybe a work truck, you know, whatever, anything just to verify that it is a legit business because you know how Google is with the verification. So I'm sending that over now. Just have as much of that ready for the interview with the technician. That way he can get a jump start on that. So you should have, I think you got that through email.
Can we give you on Facebook?
Yeah, I did find... Okay, perfect. Yeah. No worries. So I actually gave a note for the technician, too, so he'll be able to use some of that stuff, too. Now, also, as a result of increased visibility online, also please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up that security question for you, because we will make sure to use that at the top of the call so you know it's us. And other callers that don't, you can, you know, disregard. Now, also, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
For the process of verification. Okay, perfect. Now, I can give you guys the phone number now that the technician is going to call from, or I can just text it at the end of the call like I usually do, and I'll give you my contact info as well. Does that sound better?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that. Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let the technician know of any additional online marketing efforts that you do during the term of your agreement with us?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, June 21st, in the non-refundable amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 21st in the amount of $249. Now, this will be a recurring payment, but you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the 877 number I'll give to you to prevent charges for your next month of service. Like I said, just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. No fees that come along with that. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Okay, great. Perfect. Now, I'm going to send you over that confirmation of the time with the technician. That's the last thing, and then you guys are good to go. So let's see. I've got 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, or five. You said five, right?
Yes.
Later's better? Okay, perfect. So let me just add this local splash. And I promise I'm letting you guys go after this. What's that, sorry?
5 o'clock here. That's 5 o'clock here.
Yeah, 5 o'clock your time. Exactly. Yeah, sorry I wasn't clear about that. It's 5 o'clock your time. Okay, let me just add your email, the business email. And you guys are good. I'm going to send that. It's going to come through email as a Google Calendar invite. Just hit yes on the RSVP, and that confirms the time. The tech will do the same, and you guys are good to go. You should see that come through now. Let me know if you see that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. You guys are good to go then, man. I appreciate you giving us a chance, and I'm glad I gave you guys a heads up on that Angie's thing. So, welcome to the team, most of all. You're going to get a call within 30 minutes of 5 o'clock to get you started. I already made a note for the technician about the website and everything else. So I'm going to do what I told you earlier. I'm going to send you my contact info. Now, this is also going to be the same number that the technician is going to call from. Now, if you do want to speak with me, all you have to do when you call in is just ask for Sahak or Hawk. But the same number, the 877 number I'm about to text to you, that's the number the technician is going to call from. So that'll be your go-to number going forward, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Well, again, welcome to the team. You're going to have my contact info here as soon as we get off the line. I'm going to text it to you. And if you need anything from me, don't hesitate to text or call. I'm also still the lead on the account. So if you guys need anything, just let me know, okay?
Cool. Thank you, Sahak.
Yeah, no problem at all. You guys have a good one.
Yeah, you too. We're gonna work on canceling with Angie.
Yeah, let me know how that goes, because I know sometimes they can make it difficult. But if it's within 3 business days, they have to let you cancel. So let me know how that goes too, okay? You'll have my text. You'll have my number. Okay.
All right, perfect. Thank you very much.
All right, yep. Yep, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.